The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Trump's approval rating just did a total 180 and Democrats are freaking out about it right now. I want to jump right into the numbers right now because Trump had one of the largest comebacks I think I've ever seen when it comes to presidential approval rating. Here are the polls. I'll put them up on the screen for you to see. Right now. So here are some of the poor polls that he had earlier this week, and they're actually really scary for Republicans, and you'll see how much they change. So this is by CNBC. President Trump had a overall approval rating of 44%, which is not great. It's kind of in the middle. He was at like 52% when he started out. Joe Biden at the end was like 37. So he's like right in the middle. The generic ballot for parties, Democrats are leading by 2%. So not great. And if you look at the key issues, what you see is that Donald Trump is significantly underwater when it comes to foreign policy, the economy, tariffs, and inflation, as well as federal government workforce. But when you look at his positives, what people love is all of his immigration policy. That's not going to change for a long time. People dig it. They love the deportations and all of that. If you look at the second poll, it's kind of a similar story. It says, for the first time since May 2021, more voters trust Democrats than Republicans to handle the economy. And you can see here, it's not by a lot, but it's by like 1%, 3%. And most people, what they're scared of is trade. It comes down to the tariffs for the most part. And we'll talk about that in just 1 second. But I want to show you the insanely good polls that just came out today. So this, for some context, was like 4 days ago. Now this is what came out more recently. You see that Donald Trump now has a 51% approval rating, which is really good. Anything above 50 is fantastic. And you can even see, this is by the same polling company, so this isn't different polls. Trump's net approval was -5 on April 9th versus now, which is +4. So that's a 9-point swing towards Donald Trump in literally the last 10 days, which is huge. There's also another poll that came out that's even better for him. This shows him with a 54% approval, which is the highest approval rating that he has had since inauguration, which obviously, I mean, that's almost unprecedented. You almost never see presidents go up in approval rating. You just see him kind of steadily go down as their time goes on. So the fact that he's getting the best numbers right now is absolutely insane. And I'll talk about why. The big question, right, is why did it go up over the last 10 days? And to me, it's very, very simple. The narrative has moved away from the tariffs completely. Because last week, you'll remember, it was all about tariffs. All day, every day, that's all everyone was talking about. That's what was in the news. That was the narrative. And people don't want them. They do not want them. If you look at it, when the tariffs are talked about, the stock market goes down, which is an indication overall of the economy and how people are feeling. And you look at his approval, and it goes down. That's just what happens. But, and the reason why is because people believe that they're inflationary, which they are. And so when Trump pursues them, they're the focal point of the news. That's what people are talking about. However, this week, the narrative has been focused on all kinds of other things, mostly in the social policy context, such as you've got the MS-13 member that was deported to El Salvador. You've got the government defunding Harvard, for instance. And what you see from that is that Donald Trump dominates on the social policy stuff. He absolutely dominates. And you saw even on the polling before, even when they broke down the key issues, even when people weren't happy about what he was doing with the economy, they always talked about how they love the immigration stuff. They love the social policy stuff. And when that becomes the narrative, Trump does very, very well. People want the criminals deported. Now, again, that's not going to change in a long time. But They just want them deported. They want the woke stuff out of universities, all that. What they don't want is their tax money going towards woke universities. They hate that stuff. So in any case, That is indicative of what's happening with the polling right now. And here's the deal. These are the easy wins for Trump. They're so easy. And that's why his approval is skyrocketing right now. It's why he needs to focus on that for his presidency. The tariff stuff is not good. Trump needs to abandon that stuff completely. Because at the end of the day, when you're elected, you have the responsibility of doing what people want and what you believe is good for the country as well. But when the voters that put you in office don't like what you're doing, you have to backpedal. And what you see right now is that the tariffs are not good in most people's eyes. Even Republicans, if you poll them, most of them are saying they don't like the tariffs. Most Trump voters, I believe, are not saying they like the tariffs right now. So if you're Republicans trying to win with the midterms, or if you're Trump and you're trying to leave a good legacy behind, maybe you want J.D. Vance to run for president in 2028 and be successful, you have got to pull through when it comes to the social policy, and you got to leave the tariffs aside. These polls prove that. Fight the culture wars, keep doing what you're doing, and throw the idiotic tariff stuff to the curb. No one wants them. There's no evidence they work. The only time, and I'll put this caveat on there because I know someone's going to comment, the only time that we should have them is on China. And I think most Americans, I think if you look at the polling for that as well, most Americans believe that China needs tariffs on them because they're our number one enemy at the end of the day. And if we do that, we need to decrease the tariffs then on our allies so we don't push them into the hands of China. That's how, you have a lot of people out there saying that was Trump's plan all along. The reason why I know that's not true, guys, is because he would not have slapped tariffs on our top trading partners. Because if he wanted to hurt China, what he would do is pull in all our allies to us so they're not relying on China. What you saw after the tariffs was all of our allies started getting into talks with the CCP and doing more trade with them because China was willing to escalate with the US so long as they could pull our allies in. That was not a good idea. So that's my one caveat. Leave the tariffs on China. Bring the allies in. Focus on the social policies. And here's the good news. Trump is a practical guy. It's like the best thing about him. It's what I love about him. So I think he's seeing these numbers and he knows exactly what he has to do. And I think he's going to pivot. He's going to focus on these social policies more like he was when it was his first month as president in his second term. Guys, I want to take a quick moment to talk about something that affects a lot of us, bloating. Whether it's after a meal or it just happens because it's a busy day, bloating is uncomfortable and it is distracting, and it often comes from how our body breaks down food or doesn't break down food. And that's where D-Bloat from Lumo comes in. It is a supplement that combines digestive enzymes and probiotics, giving your body what it needs to break down carbs, proteins, and fats more efficiently, relieving bloating in under an hour. And here's the stat, guys, you won't listen up for this. Around 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So when digestion's off, everything's gonna feel off too. D-Bloat is made with just four clean ingredients to fix that: papaya, pineapple, tempeh, and soybean. I love it. It's easy to use, guys. It's very, four clean ingredients. You can't get enough of it. One capsule within 20 minutes of a meal, and that is it. So go right now. You can get 15% off for my viewers at trilumo.co with code CAR, or you can go to the link in the description below. Again, that is trilumo.co, or you can go to the link in the description below. David Hogg, the vice chair of the DNC, has just created an all-out civil war among Democrats. He announced this week that the PAC that he kind of formed before he was vice chair of the DNC is going to donate money to primary old establishment Democrats. And guys, I'm not a fan at all of David Hogg. He's despicable, I think. I've talked about it before. But this is very interesting. This is very interesting. Here's a clip of him talking about his goal with all of this.
Quickly, for those who would say any party that's in distress, and a party like the Democrats after the 2024 election is clearly in distress, has no time for a strategic circular firing squad.
I wouldn't call this a circular firing squad necessarily. What I would call this is an embrace of the very thing that many of our older members fought to create after the 1968 DNC, which was a further mass adoption of the popular primary process, right? We've replaced those smoke-filled back rooms that they fought so hard against creating with a culture of seniority politics that is killing the future of our party, because the litmus test of whether or not you remain in a position is no longer, are you the best person to be in that position? The litmus test is, well, how long have you been there? That's not acceptable. It needs to be, are you the best person to meet this moment when our country is in crisis and so many of our young people feel like democracy is not delivering for them? Because we go out there as Democrats all the time and say, democracy is the most important thing. We have to defend democracy. We fail to acknowledge that this generation Democracy is what put us through school shooter drills and school shootings. It's what's put us through the climate crisis and so much more. What we have to do is prove that democracy matters by standing up to the special interests that are killing the American dream and making our young people lose faith, not only in our party, but the future of this country.
That is interesting. That's interesting. I have my doubts as to whether Hogg is actually going to execute on that vision, but you'll notice those kind of core ideas that he's talking about are not unlike what Donald Trump was talking about back in 2016 when he was trying to and successfully reformed the Republican Party. He is openly admitting, there's kind of two things that are really important that Donald Trump admits. He is openly admitting here that a majoritarian democracy has its flaws. And that is interesting. Hence, the reason why we're a republic. I mean, that is why we're called Republicans, for those of you who are in the Republican Party. And so that's the first interesting idea. A lot of Democrats aren't willing to admit that we are not, in fact, a democracy. We are a republic, and that's important. And then he says that the meritocracy is better than DEI. That's essentially what he says there. He's like, no, we're not just doing this for some ancillary reason. It's because they're the best. And that's interesting. The problem with that is there's honestly two problems with what he's saying here. I don't know if establishment Democrats can be pushed out like that, because I think you look at how ingrained they are in the deep state. I just don't know. I don't know if it's possible to do what he's saying. The other problem is I don't think Democrats can bring themselves to rely on merit alone like he's talking about. Like David Hogg is essentially saying DEI is crap there without saying it, but no other Democrat's going to go along with that. They are not going to. David Hogg comes out and he says, he didn't say this specifically, but he's essentially saying, I don't care if you're black, white. It's the Republican argument. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, I don't care. We just want the best, right? Say that, I dare you, to Jasmine Crockett and AOC. They will freak out. They will freak out. That is not what they believe at all. So I don't think that vision is going to get picked up by the other Democrats. That is a huge problem. One of the reasons, though, I say that as well is, and this is fascinating, I'll show you right now. Right after he says that, he says in the same interview, he suggests that Joe Biden was super successful and that we need, and I'm talking in terms of his voice, that he needs more Democrats like Joe Biden. So I'm going to show you that clip right now because it's pretty funny.
President Biden was as successful as he was, I would argue, because he started when he was 29, which I know is hard for some younger people to believe. But if you look at FDR, if you look at LBJ, they started all before they were 30 and they became that successful because they were that young.
So
and
this,
right now, those
so
leaders
this
don't
is
have
an
that
age
chance.
Thing.
Well, part of it is, but there's also the fact that a lot of our members of all ages, not just older people, there are older members that are meeting this moment. Like,
so on one hand, he's saying he wants to oust the establishment. And on the other hand, he's saying that Joe Biden was fantastic and that the longer that people are in politics, the better they are. And this ultimately, I think, is why Democrats are screwed. They've got some ideas of reforming, like Hogg saying meritocracy is good, things like that. But they cannot bear to admit simple truths that would help them actually move forward. For instance, like Biden was a garbage president and nobody liked them. Again, if you believe that Biden was good, you are doomed to repeat his mistakes. And that's what David Hogg, I don't know if David Hogg is just saying that to appease the people that he needs to appease or if he actually believes that. But if he actually believes Biden's going to be good and that he was good and that more people like him are good, they're going to keep failing. And as we've all noticed, Biden-like policies lead to GOP victories, which I'm fine with. I'm totally good with that. But I'm just saying, I don't know what David Hogg is saying. I don't think he's going to be able to execute on what he's saying right there. If you guys love to read, but you don't know what to read right now, I wanted to introduce you to my new book. It's called A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf right there. It is on Amazon right now. It's actually on sale for only $9.99. Go check it out right now. I talk about some crazy stories, how the Democrats and the left have truly devolved into cult-like behavior. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing it. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.